USA. The greatest entertainers in America is requested by you, the fighting men of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week till it's over there. Okay there, men, it's your all-star team, Command Performance, trotting out on the battlefields to play for you guys who hold that red, white, and blue pennant called Old Glory. Tonight, your letters to Command Performance, care of Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA, have brought forth another galaxy of your favorite stars to do your favorite tunes and dig up a belly laugh here and there. And in answer to commands from all over the United Nations, here's your commanding officer, one of Hollywood's great actors and a great guy on or off the screen, Herbert Marshall.
Thanks, Harry Von Zell, and hello, fellas. First order of business is plugging in our walkie-talkie with a few APO and FPO numbers and saying hello to the Harlem Hellfighters at 953 and two flying forts in the 8th Bomber Command, to wit the Luscious Duchess and Good Time Charlie, manned by Carl, Rags, Eddie, Quas, Danny, Stover, Puth, and Bathless. And hello there, Joseph Russell at APO 464. Greetings to you 14 girls on that searchlight site called the Lost Horizon somewhere in England. And if you think only the men can dream up those nicknames, just look who checks in for me from the WEF balloon crew over there at Lewisham Park. Nibby, Ginger, Scotty, Blondie, Inky, Curly, Johnny, Basher, Flaps, Lofty, and Busy. These WEFs have a 10-year-old mascot named Patsy, but they don't say whether Patsy is a cocker spaniel or a promising young boy. Anyway, for all of you, including the Twinkle Boys out of GPO London, here's round one. A command performance for that terrific outfit you've been waiting for. With Tommy Duncan and a mess of panhandle guitars and wide-open fiddles, it's Bob Wills' famous tune, New San Antonio Rose. Texas Playboys. Thanks, Bob Wills and Tommy Duncan. See you around command performance in the near future. Well, men, a lot of you have asked Command Performance for a double-A priority on the services of a gal known up and down the radio network as Anita Ellis. Right here, Anita's being ordered to active duty with a song that stops with many of you from Bougainville to Beirut. Anita Ellis singing More Than You Know. And the 370th Army Air Forces Band of the San Bernardino Air Service Command. At Navy 116, Steward Sandy Harrigan says, Dear Command Performance, I've been away from the USA a long time, and I like command because it kind of brings a fella back home for a half hour. What I'd like you to do for me is to put on two little kids having one of those arguments that kids have on the street, especially when they brag up their old man. Okay, Sandy, here are two kids, Joe and Butch.
Hey, Punk.
Who are you calling Punk, Punk?
You, Punk.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Go home and tell your mother she wants you.
Go on.
Go on yourself. I'm not here for a row of bungalow.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You and who else?
Me and me big brother.
Go on.
Go on yourself.
Go on. My big brother can lick your big brother.
Your big brother couldn't hit the broad side of a barn.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, my old man can lick your old man.
Your old man can't even lick stamps.
Go on.
Go on yourself.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I dare you to cross that line.
What'd you say?
I dare you to cross that line.
All right. There.
Okay, now you're on my side.
Thanks, Tommy Cook and Conrad Binion. Comes now a letter postmarked Ketchikan, Alaska, from Paul Howard and a gang of men in one of the toughest fighting outfits on land, sea, or in the air, the Coast Guard. And it says, "Hey, Command Performance, we'd like to hear Miss Deadpan sing in a little Spanish town. She's our favorite. Cross-checking this order with hundreds more than the from the AEF and the armed forces of all the United Nations results in another command performance for your deadpan diva, lovely Virginia O'Brien."
Thank you, Bart Marshall, and hi, gang. Hello to Florence Grossman and our friends in Buenos Aires. Love to John Forgy and the Leathernecks at Box 1373, Navy 128. And to Corporal Vernon Drury and Castle Hutt at 939. Including Alabama, Ruffy, Dakota, Tex, Little Abner, Sluggy, Little Joe, and Cookie. Our best to every man over in Italy and Sicily. And to you guys in Uncle Sam's new island in the South Pacific. Hi to Sergeant Johnny Donahue and the 760 Mob. John D. Webster at 702 and Pete Dunlop in Tasmania. The Rhythm Boys of the Royal Navy out of Chatham, Kent. Love to Iceland, Greenland, and battle stations in China and throughout the world. Here's a dreamy little ditty you all know. In a little Spanish town, 'twas on a night like this. Stars were peek-a-booing down, 'twas on a night like this. We made a promise and sealed it with a kiss. In a little Spanish town, 'twas on a night like this. In a little Spanish town, 'twas on a night like this. Stars were peek-a-booing down, 'twas on a night like this. I whispered, "Be true to me." And he sighed, "See, see." Many skies have turned to gray because we're far apart. Many moons have passed away and still he's in my heart. We made a promise and sealed it with a kiss. Heaven in a little sunny town upon a night like this. Sound was on a night like this. Stars were peek-a-booing down, was on a night like this. Oh, I whispered, "Be true to me." And he sighed, yes, he sighed. Ba-da-da-la, ba-da-da-la, see, see, see. Many skies have turned to gray because of far apart. Many moons have passed away and still he's in my heart. We made a promise and sailed up with a kiss. In a little sandy town, was on a night like this. Stars are peek-a-boo and down, was on a night like this. In a little sandy town, was on a night like this. A little sandy town.
Thanks, Virginia O'Brien. Next, gang, I guess we can just say that here's one of the all-time radio favorites of the AEF. Whether it's the South Pacific or the North Atlantic, the infantry or Air Force, the Army nurses, the WAX or the team performance for Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
Yes, Charlie?
What have you got under your arm?
That's a book, Charlie.
A book? Yes. It's a fat one, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Is it the book of the month?
No, it isn't. No, I've had this book ever since I was 8 years old. Yes.
Certainly read slow, don't you?
No.
What's it about, Baggett?
Well, it's the story of Oliver Twist. Of course, you know Oliver Twist, don't you?
Know him?
Yes.
I'm the guy that straightened him out.
Now, wait a minute. No, Charlie, no. This is Oliver Twist, and it's by Charles Dickens.
Oh, you said Oliver Twist.
Yes, I know. Dickens wrote Oliver Twist.
Oh, is Twist by Dickens?
No. Twist is by Dickens.
Oh, Twist is by Dickens.
Yes, by Dickens, yes.
By golly, that's good, isn't it?
Charlie, would you like to hear the story?
The story?
Yes.
Would you tell it?
Yes.
Would you like to hear it? No,
I didn't. Nevertheless, I shall tell it anyway.
I knew we'd get it.
Yes. You know, Oliver Twist is required reading.
Yes, but it's not required listening.
Oh. Now, once upon a time, there was a little boy named Oliver Twist. How he got his name is very interesting.
He was a pretzel bender.
No, he was not. I'll tell you how he got his name. Oliver was an orphan, born in a workhouse.
Born in the crink?
Yes, in the crink.
He got off to a good start, didn't he?
Yes.
Anything he did from that point on was an improvement.
Yes. Well, he spent several years in the workhouse.
Uh-huh. I know, and then he sold newspapers.
No.
Then he grew up and he became president.
He did not.
Vice president.
No, not even vice president.
It was a flop.
No. Would you mind letting me tell the story?
Go ahead. I'm so sorry.
Yes.
Really, I'm sorry.
That's all right. Now, Oliver was given that name by the beadle of the town, Mr. Bumble.
Oh, Bumble Beetle, the bagel vendor. Now,
Charlie, are you going to let me tell the story?
Oh, go ahead, all right.
Somebody has to get laughs.
I am not interested in laughs.
Thinking of retiring?
No, I'm not. Well, Mr. Bumble named the orphan children in alphabetical order. And when Oliver was born, Bumble had reached the teens.
D.T.?
No, not D.T. the letter T.
Oh, the letter T.
Yes. And the boy ahead of him, of course, was named after S, or he was called Scubble.
Scubble,
yes. And Oliver was named after T, your twist.
Uh-huh.
Now, following T, of course, the next boy will be named after you.
How did I get mixed up in this?
No, I mean the letter U.
Oh, the letter U.
Yes.
He sure was stuck when it came to X.
Oh, I don't know.
Huh?
He could call him Xavier.
Oh, yeah. What comes after X?
Oh, why?
I just thought I'd ask.
No.
Why? Yes.
And nevertheless, his name was Oliver Twist.
So you're set on that.
I'm very definite about that.
Well, go ahead.
Yeah. And after spending several years at the workhouse, Oliver was released. And he fell into the arms or into the company of this man named Fagin.
Fagin?
Yes.
What did he do?
Well, Fagin was a conniving character.
Oh, he was?
Yes. A despicable person who, for his own personal gain, would force young boys to make a living for him.
Was his first name Edgar?
No.
That turns it out.
All right. One night, Fagin sent two of his men out to rob Mrs. Maley's house.
Yeah.
And they took Oliver with them because they needed a little boy too small to crawl through a window.
A what?
I mean, a little boy small enough. You've got Oliver twisted.
Yes, sir.
They needed a boy small enough to crawl through a window.
Well, I'm glad you figured it out.
Yes.
Suppose you sit on my knee.
No, no, no.
I'm doing all right. Don't worry about me.
No. You just hold your lips still. You'll be all right.
Yeah.
I know where it comes from.
They're all right. The great ventriloquist. You went out with a buffalo. All right.
Now, where was I?
I don't know. You were laying an egg.
No, no.
Well, anyway, as I said, they wanted a small boy to crawl through the window.
Oh, he's still there.
Yes, yes.
But the burglars, they were discovered, and Oliver was shot halfway through the window.
That's very painful. Yes. Nothing more sensitive.
Poor Oliver was badly hurt. And Bill Sykes...
How did he get in?
All right, all right.
This is a cavalcade.
Yes.
He was one of the gang.
I'm glad to meet him here.
Bill Sykes carried him out and left him on the roadside in the rain to die.
Oh.
But Oliver didn't die.
Stubborn kid.
Yes, yes. Next morning, Oliver crawled back to the house of Mrs. Maley.
And robbed it again.
No. No, he went back to explain what had happened, how he'd been framed.
Yes.
And what do you think happened?
They shot him in the other window.
No, no. No, no. You don't be careful, Charlie. I won't even finish this story.
No?
No.
That's an inducement, yes.
Now, anyway, he explained to Mrs. Maley, of course, and Oliver was forgiven. Fagin's gang was rounded up and jailed. And the boy's identity was established.
What boy?
What boy?
Yeah.
What boy?
No, I asked you first.
All right. Why, the boy I've been telling... The boy I've been telling you about, of course.
What's his name?
Oliver.
Oliver?
Yes.
Oliver who?
Oliver Twist.
Never heard of him.
Oh. Well, he's in the book.
I don't know the guy.
Well, I wouldn't brag about that. I'm ashamed of you, Charlie. You're probably the only one in this whole room who never heard of Oliver Twist.
Yeah? Oh, I don't know.
Well, you are.
You don't have to insinuate that I'm dumb, Baggett.
Well, you are.
I'll do it. Mr. Marshall?
Yes, Charlie?
Do you know Oliver Twist?
I don't know. Whistle a few bars.
There you are.
Thank you, Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy. Think what could happen if those two figured your income tax. Well, men, when you ring down the final curtain on this war, you'll face the name of Francis Langford far up on your list of those who made a real contribution. For the thousands of you over there who saw her last summer, I can see her image again every time she sings on command performance. We give you one of the number one girlfriends of the AEF, Francis Langford.
Thanks, Bart Marshall, and hi there, fellas. Just a quick round of gossip on the international party line, and we'll go to work. Regards to Joe Smoyer and the 3rd Marines, Goddard and your 7th Stokers out of GPO, London. Hello, Ethel Chadwick, Batwoman to 15 American officers as to send more bucks. At 7:09, Lars Larson says, when command performance comes on, I jump up and yell, look who's hard. Howdy, Dean Russell, Seaman 3rd Class at Navy 4-8. Love to the Phi Beta Kappas in the Middle East who sign off Two-Ton Tony, Butterball, High-Low Jack, the Castor Oil Kid, Minnie the Moocher, Pearl Handle, Winky Dink, and Lover Lou. How'd you like to play post office with that mob? But thanks for those letters, care of command performance, and fellas, along with those 12 people, the 6 hits and a miss, here's that big song, Paper Doll. I'm gonna buy a paper doll that I can call my own, a doll that other fellows cannot see. And then the flirty, flirty guys with their flirty, flirty eyes will have to flirt with dollies that are real. When I come home,
that other fella and I'm you. And then the flirty, flirty guys with their flirty, flirty eyes will have to flirt with dollies.
American boy, freedom of speech means being able to speak once again to your sweetheart or mother or wife. And freedom of worship means coming back to the little village church with Sunday school at 10 and general service at 11. And freedom from fear means the dawn of a day when your loved ones at home will have no more fear for your safety. And freedom from want means that someone who wants you above everything else will have you home again. And anyone in Berlin tonight can tell you that this day is not far around the corner. This is Herbert Marshall saying thanks to the AEF and sending the best of the best from the USA.
This is Harry Von Zell saying send your request to your own show, Command Performance, Air of Armed Forces Radio in Los Angeles, USA. Command Performance is arranged in cooperation with the Hollywood Victory Committee to entertain the fighting men and women of the United Nations. This program was produced by the Armed Forces Radio Service.